Episode 538, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Perceptions.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? I hope your week is going so strong and well. I hope you're having a glorious one and that it's absolutely on fire because you are amazing. And guess what? If you know what is coming up this weekend, it is the 4th of July here in the United States. Yes, it is our celebration coming up this weekend. A lot of you probably have lots of plans. So if you're spending time with me, I just want to say thank you. If you're traveling and maybe you're listening to me right now, please drive safely. Be courteous to those around you. And if you're in another country far from me, guess what? I want to come visit you. It really would be awesome to know where everybody lives. Guess what? You can tell me that. You can come on over to createyournow.com and drop me a message because I'm here for you. And I just want you to know how valuable you are to me. You are lifted up by me. I pray for you on a daily basis. I do. Why? Because I'm recording this for you on a daily basis. I don't sit here and just kick it out and say, oh, I'm going to have all these things going for you. No, I really want to focus on each and every day. And when I do that, I pray for each of you. I sometimes know the general areas of where you guys are coming from. And so I do pray for the countries, especially if I see something in the news or it comes in through what I read on all my different media sites that I try to keep up with. But know that, you guess what? I don't know it all. And I really want to be here to serve you. So if you're saying, gosh darn it, Christiane, I've been hoping you'd talk about this. Guess what? Stop wishing and just come on over and tell me. Say, can we have this conversation? I don't even know how to start it. Guess what? It's okay to ask. I was one of those girls that in school, I didn't want to raise my hand for fear that I would say the wrong thing. But as I've gotten older, guess what? Now it's even better when you step out of that comfort zone. When you're bold and you say, guess what? I don't know this answer. Can you help me? That's why we do life together here. It's better together. And I love that you're here. And for those of you who just discovered us here at Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, welcome to this incredible family. You've already heard where you can find out more information. Yes, go on over to createyournow.com. There's lots of good juicy stuff there for you to dig into. We're adding things all the time. And if you have questions, guess what? Click on Let's Connect and I want to hear from you. Now, today is one of my favorite days. Okay, every day you know is a favorite day of mine. Why? Because it's another day to live out your passion, purpose, and being present with your journey. Whew, that's a mouthful. And today is confession day. That's what I love about it. Why? Because I can be ultimately the real me, which I'm always the real me. But this one came up, perceptions came up. Oh, I was listening to my children talk. And I got to tell you, they were driving me crazy. Because as I was listening there, and I kept my mouth very quiet, and I thought, okay, surely, if they begin to actually listen to what's coming out of their mouths, they'll begin to hear that they're saying the same thing. And it was the two youngest boys, and they were just going at it. And they weren't yelling, but their voices were getting a little elevated, and you could tell kind of the tone was beginning to shift, and they were getting frustrated because ultimately they both wanted to be right. The perception was from the youngest, well, my big brother's not listening to me, so I just got to speak louder and harder and firmer, and eventually he'll get exactly what I'm talking about. And big brother was like, well, little brother knows nothing, so I'm just going to keep pounding him harder with my big, strong, masculine voice that I have. And I sat there, and I almost started giggling as I was hearing this conversation because it was just hilarious. They were saying the same thing. Perception. Perception, I tell you. We do it too, moms. How we talk to our children, how we speak to our husband, how we have conversations with our best friends, what we say on the internet, on our social media accounts, perceptions. I found this from Abraham Lincoln, and I really wanted to share this because this really is kind of the heart of perception. We can complain because rose bushes have thorns, or rejoice because thorn bushes have roses. Perception. We had 3 beautiful rose bushes in front of our house, and we lost them 2 winters back. Once when the winter hit, it was a really, really terrible winter. It was very, very cold. We had lots of snow. It was a bad winter for us. And for some reason, the rose bushes never came back, and we had to dig them up, and they're no longer there. And no, I have not replaced them. I need to put something in their place. But one thing I loved about those rose bushes were the roses. And these rose bushes, when we first moved into our home, they barely bloomed. Like just one time. And I was like, well, that's all? All that? And you got all those thorns all over them? And I would always tell the kids, don't ride your bicycles around the rose bushes because, I mean, these were real rose bushes. They had the real thorns on them and they hurt because I would trim them. And there's nothing like getting a thorn from a rose bush in your finger. After I began to take care of them as we continued our months into years living here, these rose bushes, I kid you not, the one bud would fall off and another one would come. It just kept reproducing and reproducing in its own season. I'd never seen anything like them. And I've seen lots of different rose bushes in my lifetime. My grandmother loved them, absolutely cherished rose bushes. But I never liked them just for the fact of the thorns. But Abraham Lincoln is saying to us, it's our perception. Do we see these rose bushes and hate them and complain about them because the horrible thorns as we cut them? Or do we see their beauty in the thorn bushes because of the roses that they produce? How do you see your reality? I had to look up perception as a definition. You know I did. And one definition was this: the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through the senses. I thought, okay, that makes sense. Senses make sense. Perception, how we perceive things. Okay, I get all that. But ultimately, our perception and our definition of how we use it is a way of regarding, understanding, or interpreting something, a mental impression. Your perception of me is a reflection of you. Let me say that again. Your perception of me is a reflection of you. Why is that? Because your reality is what you see. It's your perception. In order for reality to be real, you need to understand the world from all angles, just not from your perceptions. I'm not one to talk politics very much, especially on the air. It can be a very volatile conversation. It can go any direction. But politics is one that everybody can relate to. It's our perception of who's in office. It's our perception of who's doing their job that we see as the reality. But if we look at all angles of it, that means our perception, what, may have to change. That means what? Our reality isn't real? Oh my goodness. Mind blown. Back to my boys. As they were sitting there getting louder and louder, even though I had my podcast in my ear, I had my earbud on and I was listening on one side. And so I was kind of in my own world, but had to get out of my world to get back into their world. And as they're sitting here escalating their voices and the conversation's getting louder and louder and louder, all I can think of is how can I get them to stop for a moment? And I said, whoa. Listen to yourself. What are you saying? And I said, son, you're sitting here saying the exact same thing your brother is. And I said, in turn, you're saying the exact same thing your youngest brother is. They took long enough to breathe that I could get in about 2.5 sentences. I said, you all need to understand what you're trying to communicate is the same thing. But you're arguing to be right. Have you thought about our perception and how we always want to be right? We argue for the sake of being right, even though as human beings, we are imperfect. But we want to be right. We want to hear that we're right. So my youngest was saying, but this is how it has to be. And you always want it to be this way. And he's like, but no, it doesn't always have to be that way because I like to see it this way too. They were saying the same thing. How can we be saying the same thing, but speaking in tongues, so to speak, a totally different language that we're not comprehending because we're arguing for the sake of being right? So is your perception truly reality? No, it's not. But we treat it as such. And I'm here to tell you, as a perfectionist, holy cow, watch out. Because you get yourself really tangled up in some massive messes of life. You've got the streak of perfection, and if you think your perception is reality, yeah, you're headed for the dark zone. I lived that for years. My way is the only way. No, it's not. It's not the only way. How are you living your life? What is your perception? What is your reality? How do you see things differently? Perception can have impact in all areas of our life. One, I mentioned politics. No, we're not going to discuss politics anymore. But it's part of our world that we live in. It also has to do with love, relationships, finances, spirituality. We can go on and on and on and on. Why do we do what we do? Perception. Do we dress a certain way so we can stand out because that's valued more than really what matters? How are you perceiving things from your husband? What is your perception when you have discussions with your children? Do you come across that mom's always right? Because that is a dangerous area to walk on. Because I'm telling you, I'm not right all the time. And when you act like you're right all the time, when your kiddos get older, you lose that respect factor. The trust factor goes down. So it's really important to understand that even as much as we desire to be right, we want to hear that we not necessarily know it all, but we're right. We got it. Ha ha, I won. We don't think about it in that manner. We're not necessarily cocky about it. But deep down, subconsciously, where we're not really thinking because it's so ingrained in us from a child on up, we were raised that way and we don't even think about it. Think about how you were raised with your parents. What were their perceptions versus your perception? Think about your high school years. How did you see things differently than what your parents saw? Our influences, our experiences influence how we perceive things. Someone who has lived in the same town their entire life is going to see the world differently than from someone who has moved all their life. I can't imagine being in one place my entire life. Why? Because I've never been there. Maybe if I hit retirement, my thinking is God probably doesn't have that plan for me. I have a feeling even if I have a house, a place to call home, I have a feeling that I will still be traveling, if nothing else, to see each and every one of you. So my perception is going to be different than your perception. Does that make me right and you wrong? Or you right and me wrong? No, it doesn't. Confession day here, mama. How are you seeing things? How are you limiting your own success because of your own perceptions? Or someone else's perceptions. Perceptions can be a double-edged sword. It can cut you both ways. So what do you do? How do you know that maybe you're caught up, you know, you're like, okay, perceptions, maybe I do think I am right all the time because I came from that background for a long time. My dad was always right. But when he was wrong, he owned up to it. That is the biggest lesson I learned from him. As a perfectionist, a recovering perfectionist, it's good to recognize when you're wrong. When we think our perception is truly the reality, the only way, we need to also understand that we may be wrong. So how can you begin to switch up and understand perception and be aware of it? Because perception is a mindset. It's not something that you sit here and think about, okay, I'm going to talk about perception today. And this is how we're going to view it. Let's think college. And let's structure the classroom as such. No, we can't talk about it that way. Perception is more of a mindset. The idea. What forms us. How we think. What we think about, we bring about. The perception that's there. What is or isn't there. But it's what we see. It's what we then believe. It's then what we react to, respond to. It becomes part of our life. So if you know perception is maybe something that you struggle with, because I honestly believe a lot of us do struggle with it. I struggle with it. I mean, seriously, 5 children, a husband, I struggle with the cats sometimes. I have conversations with the cats. Really? Do you really think you need to be sitting on my table right where you are? What were you thinking? Well, her perception is, well, I can see the outdoors. I get to see a better view of the birds. And I'm sitting there going, cats on tables do not mix. Perceptions are different. Human versus animal. Come on. I know you're laughing, but it is to lighten up something that is very important, because we do throw this kind of caution to the wind. And we say, oh, it really doesn't matter because my way is the only way, but it's not the only way. So if perception is something that you want to kind of dive a little bit deeper in, then guess what? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Understand this. Your perception is a blink of reality. Now let's break it down. Because we always got to break it down, right? Break it down, break it down. Number one, there's more than one way. There's more than one way. Again, coming from the perfectionist here. Think about a pizza. You like pizza? Taco pizza? Veggie pizza? Protein pizza? Pizza. All different kinds of pizzas. Anchovies, all of it. You name it, put it on your pizza. But are there different ways to cook that pizza? Oh, yes, there is. You can put it in a pizza oven. You can grill a pizza. You can put a pizza in a normal oven in your house. You can put it in the microwave. There are so many different ways to cook a pizza. And I guess if you really had to, you might be able to cook it over a candle. I think it would take a really long time, but I'm sure you could do it. There's more than one way. Number two, know there are two sides to every story. You know the phrase, there's two sides to a coin. There's two sides to every story, at least. Understand that your conversation that you're having with your husband and you're sitting here fighting because you just want to hear him say, you're right, sweetheart. Finally, you're right. That may not be really what you need to be searching for. You need to stop for a moment and pause and say, okay, sweetheart, I want to understand your side. Please explain it to me. And then close your mouth and don't speak until he's done. Then after he's done and you truly have honestly listened with an open mind, then say, now I've heard your story, your side. Now may I tell you my side? Ask. He may not want to hear. And if he doesn't want to hear, then don't jump down his throat. Back away for a moment, because you know what? Curiosity is going to come back and he's going to eventually ask you. He wants to hear your side. It may not come out exactly like that. But he'll be curious because what? You didn't try to beat him over the head with you wanting to be right. So number two, no, there are two sides to every story, especially with your children, especially when you have multiples. Oh yeah. Listen to all sides of the story. And number three, understand the three, your thoughts, opinions, and perceptions shape your life. Life is based on perceptions. Perceptions are based on opinions. Opinions are based on thoughts. Thoughts come from the mind. change your mind, change your life. When you are looking at things through different lenses, you begin to see the world not just how you perceive the world, but how others see it too. Take a book out of God's manual and take his view. Your perception is a blink of reality. Take time to see all sides, because you may actually find an easier way to doing something that you've been wanting to do your entire life. We can complain because rose bushes have thorns, or rejoice because thorn bushes have roses. How do you want to see a rose bush today? Do you want to see it bloom, or do you want to feel the pain? Perception. Where is yours today? Maybe you're struggling a little bit with this specific area in your life. Maybe you're struggling with communication, relationships. Your perception is different, and you're like, gosh, maybe this is really where my hiccup is, where my stumbling block is. Gosh, if I could just get over this brick wall and understand maybe how I see things, how I interpret things, how I perceive them, my perception from a different perspective. Maybe I could begin to understand what my next step is. Maybe that's you. Then guess what? Come on into a strategy session. It's for you. Click on perception. Don't wait, because when you're bold enough to step out, guess what happens? That's when impact begins. And you're a woman of impact. You're pushing ahead, creating transformation. Today, it starts. Change your mind, change your life. Your perception is only a blink of reality. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.